85 seconds to go. McAvoy controlled it. Mitchell's got it. The star of the first half, he's faded. He works it clear, though, to Isaac Smith, who runs, has a bounce on the wing, forward to Langford. Between wing and half forward, over the top to Jarray, running into a Harry Taylor tackle. Not sure he ever had the ball. Blitzarves clears for Geelong, but straight to Shields. Members side, slots it inside to Mitchell. A hand pass to Burton, still in midfield. Now the high ball. McAvoy needs to mark it, he can't. Fall of the ball, catch with numbers. Motlop a hand pass to Lonigan, who handed it to a teammate. Now Bruce got it. He's tackled, has to hand pass and hope. It doesn't come out of the congestion. Pack over the footy. The umpire lets it go. Eventually, we'll have to concede and there'll be a ball up 30 metres from Hawthorne's goal, and the clock ticks down to 35 seconds. It looks as though the Cats might have it.
Have to goal from this stoppage, Hawthorne. Simple as that. Tossed up. McAvoy taps it into an open space. Burgoyne picked it up. Handball. Hodge on the right boot from 50 metres. Ball's going on. Will it get there?
Oh!
I reckon it might have. I reckon it might have got there. It did. There'll be about 16 seconds, maybe 15, when play restarts. Hodge with a goal, right foot 50 metres. Pancake parlour goal of the day.
Lovely.
And Lee, we've got a four-point game. Geelong leads.
There's 18 seconds to go after the centre bounce. I mean, Geelong will clearly have to try and make sure they get numbers into the back half. Of course, there's only going to be one centre bounce. But even then, you've got to be careful that you just don't completely have a vacant forward line and the ball's just going to bounce out. So
you don't think even with 18 seconds to go?
Well, where they are, they've got the extra three defenders. Yeah. But I think you've still got to have someone in your forward half. They've got three players in the forward half, including Dangerfield.
Hawthorne need a goal in 18 seconds. They've got the footy. Mitchell kicks forward to Gunston, who marks it. 75 from home. He kicks quickly. He finds Isaac Smith. Surely not. He hooks it. He's missed. He's missed. The man who missed after the siren last September had
played
to kick from a standing
on?
Start and hope. Yes, he did play on. He seemed to have marked the ball. I don't think it was called touched. It's a minor score. And Geelong now, with the seconds gone, thump the ball back into play. The siren sounds. And Geelong win by 3 points. And it is difficult to believe that these two clubs can keep producing such riveting, breathtaking football matches. The Cats are home.
We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played.
How many twists can there be in the tale of one Cats victory? 13-10-88 to 12-13-85, Geelong by 3 points. That goal by Luke Hodge to give Hawthorne a chance, his first goal of this season, and coming at the end of the week in which he announced the calling of stumps. Dangerfield, five goals for the winners, and we'll give you the rest shortly. But the Cats are singing their song.